This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands of people across the United States took to the streets to celebrate the announcement that Joe Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. In his first speech since then, President-elect Biden said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that voters have placed in him. And he said that his presidency will be about rebuilding America. He also appealed to those who had cast their vote for incumbent President Donald Trump, saying it's time to put away harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, and see one another again. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee filed several lawsuits, including one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person Election Day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections being disregarded. The legal challenge against the Democratic Secretary of State centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers in completing Election Day ballots in one county. The United Arab Emirates has announced a major liberalization of the country's Islamic personal laws, allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate, loosening alcohol restrictions, and criminalizing so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the changing profile of a country that has sought to bill itself as a skyscraper-studded destination for Western tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its legal system based on a hardline interpretation of Islamic law. This weekend's announcement also follows a historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the UAE and Israel, which is expected to bring an influx of Israeli tourists and investment. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan's president says forces have taken control of the strategically key city of Shushi in Nagorno-Karabakh. That's where fighting with Armenia has raged for more than a month. In a televised address Sunday to the nation, Azerbaijan's president said, "Shushi is ours. Karabakh is ours," using the Azerbaijani version of the city's name. Shushi is of significant military value because it sits on heights 10 kilometers from the regional capital, Stepanakert, and lies along the main road connecting Nagorno-Karabakh with Armenia. Nagorno-Karabakh is within Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of local ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since 1994. The latest fighting started on September 27th and has left hundreds, if not thousands, dead. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan told Russian leader Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, that Armenia must be convinced to negotiate in the enclave with Azerbaijan. Erdogan told Putin that Armenia must withdraw from Azeri lands it is occupying and stated the Armenian leadership must be convinced to sit down at the negotiating table. A strengthened tropical storm Eta has made landfall on Cuba and has also set its sights on the southern tip of Florida, already experiencing heavy rains and unusual tides. The storm has left dozens dead and over 100 missing in Central America, as searchers in Guatemala were still digging for signs of about 100 people believed buried by a massive rain-fueled landslide. The U.S. National Hurricane Center issued tropical storm warnings for southern Florida and the Florida Keys. Eta was once a Category 4 hurricane, and authorities from Panama to Mexico are still surveying the damage following days of torrential rains. Ethiopian lawmakers voted Saturday to replace the current government of the federal state of Tigray after the army launched airstrikes to destroy military assets in the region and a worsening internal conflict. Fears are mounting over the prospect of civil war after Ethiopia's prime minister sent federal troops and aircraft into the region, with which Addis Ababa has been broiled in a bitter feud. The prime minister said that airstrikes had already neutralized rockets that can hit a range of 300 kilometers from where they are stationed and other places in the vicinity, state media reported. 3 days after he announced a military operation against the state's ruling Tigray's People's Liberation Front, who he described as a criminal clique bent on destabilizing the country, lawmakers voted to abolish the state government. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News. Hits.